It is only through such love that a new social order will be born, in which the gospel will be respected, and the moral and material means of living a Christian life will be afforded the multitude on which our Lord had pity. But each Catholic must begin by accomplishing this work of living in union with our Lord crucified within himself. That is the theater upon which the evils afflicting the world must first be overcome. We must begin by reforming our own inner life and by accepting fully our Lord's rule in our own hearts. For we are called to live God's inner life of knowledge and love on our level of creatures. Just as God's action springs from his inner life, so our efforts for the divine order in the world must have their source in interior union with the Blessed Trinity. Love must redescend from God to the world. O eternal God, St. Catherine of Siena used to say, hasten to have mercy on the world. In its present state, it is clearly on the brink of destruction, for it is deprived of the union of charity with thee and with the neighbor. Men no longer love one another with a love based on thee, O eternal truth. Prayer and penance are the great means recommended by Pope Pius XI in the encyclical letter Caritate Christi Compulsi, from which we have already so frequently quoted, for the return of politics and economics to their true position of intrinsic subordination to the spiritual interests of human life. Says the Sovereign Pontiff, quote, penance then is, as it were, a salutary weapon placed in the hands of the soldiers of Christ who wish to fight for the defense and restoration of the moral order in the universe. It is a weapon that strikes right at the root of all evil, that is, at the lust of material wealth and the wanton pleasures of life. By means of various works of penance, the noble-hearted Christian subdues the base passions that tend to make him violate the moral order. But if zeal for the divine law and brotherly love are as great in him as they should be, then not only does he practice penance for himself and his own sins, but he takes upon himself the expiation of the sins of others, imitating the saints who often heroically make themselves victims of reparation of the sins of whole generations, imitating even the divine Redeemer, who became the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world. The divine heart of Jesus cannot be moved at the prayers and sacrifice of his church, and he will finally say to his spouse weeping at his feet under the weight of so many griefs and woes, great is thy faith, be it done to thee as thou wilt. End of quote. The development of the spirit of the mystical body will demand here in Ireland, as it is demanding elsewhere, a reaction against the movement into the cities. The big city is everywhere dominated by the principle of money-making as the end of human life, and so the organization of life therein is becoming more and more opposed to the spirit of our Lord. Thus, city life tends to become infra-human, for it is only thanks to the life which our Lord communicates that we can succeed in being fully human.